Meet the Rookies is brought to you by Chicago Tribune Sports Plus.
I got the bug to play football first grade. I was just always faster than everybody, so I wanted to play football. But my mom and my dad, they didn't think I was ready or that I really wanted to play. So they had me play soccer for a year. Then when I was in second grade, they let me play, and I've just been playing ever since then.
And running the ball with a heart as big as his dreams. This big back from Indiana University by way of Alabama Birmingham is Jordan Howard. The path to the NFL has never been clear for the fifth-round pick. Lightly recruited coming out of high school, Howard was seemingly underwater in the talent pool of his home state, Alabama, resulting in just one scholarship offer from UAB, right in his hometown.
Just having one offer, I just knew I was better than a lot of people, but a lot of people just didn't realize it, or they didn't see the same things that I saw or believed in.
Belief has never been an issue for John Porter, who began coaching Howard in youth football when Howard strapped on the pads for the first time as an 8-year-old. Now a sales manager for a Birmingham-area auto dealership, Porter has maintained a strong bond with Howard that extends beyond their time together on the gridiron.
I remember when he signed with UAB, and me and him talked, and I was like, hey, you know, whatever you decide, just make sure, you're 150% all in about it. No looking back. So when you make your decision, you got to be ready to attack. So, and that was always my relationship with John.
Despite quickly establishing himself as an elite runner on the national stage and helping to lead the UAB Blazers back to football respectability, it wasn't enough. University shut down the program following the 2014 season.
We have strong faith and we know that things happen for a reason. We don't always know why, but we just keep our faith and know that things are going to work out for what's best.
Flora Hollis Williams is Jordan's mother, a successful business executive and the beacon that has guided this young man through several bouts of disappointment, followed by redemption. The most difficult challenge of all was presented by the untimely death of Howard's father, Dr. Reginald Howard, when Jordan, the budding football star, was just 12 years old.
There's a lot of things he missed. He missed my high school graduation. He missed me getting drafted and everything like that. And I don't mean to get emotional right now, but yeah, that's a big regret because I know he's going to miss out on a lot of things, but I know he's still there for me.
His dad did not choose to leave him. God chose for his dad to leave him, but Jordan still has that relationship. He still remembers the many times that they were got to spend together.
He used to come to all my practices and everything, and was just always talking about how I was going to make it. So I promised myself that I had to make it to the NFL. And I just play every game. I wear a shirt of him every game. I just carry him with me everywhere, and I'll never forget him.
The shirt. You'll probably never see it on game day, but it's there. It has always been there, and it will always be there.
I remember for my first game, my middle school game in seventh grade, my mom, she brought it to me, and I put it on. It had sleeves then, and then I just kind of felt invincible every time I put the shirt on. And then as I got older, the shirt got smaller, so I had two of them, so I had to cut the sleeves off, and I've just been wearing them every game. I haven't played a game without it, and I just feel like it gives me so much extra energy and motivation, and it empowers me.
A few times he's called and he said, Mom, I've left my shirt, and I would have to go and find the shirt and go to the field to take the shirt to him because that was important to him to always have that shirt on.
John comes from toughness, so it's, you know, toughness is something he always, you know, I think he was born with it. And then, when you're tough, you know, you can deal with things a little bit different than most people because you feel like you can overcome it.
Dealing with a different type of disappointment haunted Howard throughout draft weekend. Fully expecting to have an NFL home by day two, Howard waited until day three to receive the call that every prospect is waiting for. However, those closest to him say that's only going to make Jordan Howard's NFL flame burn brighter.
Jordan is very family-oriented, and he likes his football, and I think the greatest motivation is the doubt that people have about him. You know, and he's always out there trying to prove that he's better than what people think he is.
when people doubt him, you better watch out. He just has that, I don't know if it's something you're just born with, but he's one of those kids that have that in him. Don't ever doubt that kid, because he's going to prove you wrong every single time. And every time he's been doubted, he's proved people wrong, and this time he's going to prove everybody wrong.
Every game I go into, I feel like I'm the underdog, so I just got to come out fighting hard. I just feel like every team I'm on, we're the underdog, so I just embrace the role and come out and just try to give my all every game. I know I've kind of made it, but I haven't made it yet. I still have a lot of work to do, but it's just a great feeling knowing that I was selected to be a part of this great organization and be in the NFL.